Page 20. The end of email. The rise and fall of one of the most significant innovations in communication. You've got mail. There was a time, say about 1998, when the hit romantic comedy of the same name made its debut, that the phrase was cute. Email was a fast, special way to be connected. Then, email stopped being cute and special because everyone had it. Then, it stopped being charming because it never stopped. Now we find ourselves stuck with the most ironic of unintended consequences of the once efficient email, its vast inefficiency. The sheer volume of corporate email is a pretentious sign of importance. The more you get, the higher in the corporate pecking order you must reside. Email now consumes much of our work week, driving down efficiency and productivity. It's gotten so bad, there's an unintended consequence to the unintended consequence. We may actually be mercifully approaching the end of email. History and growth. Email was actually born nearly 50 years ago in 1965 on the campus of MIT as a way for computer users to share messages. I was an early adopter of email in the late 1980s. I would dial up my account and patiently wait while my computer connected. And sure enough, there might be 3 or 4 emails, usually work-related. Fast forward to today. Each day, 250 billion emails are sent. That number is in the process of doubling, according to MessageMind, a New York email software company. They contain spam, viruses, malicious code, and phishing scams. At work, this once speedy form of communication is the least effective way to get anything done. I had one exchange go on for 2 days, only to settle it in 2 minutes on the phone. The email is the new conference call, which is the old meeting. And as the old saw says, when you're in a meeting, you're not working. The same is true of email. When you're managing it, you're not producing. How email affects workers. My friend Mark Saylor, president of a beverage company, notices that emails take on lives of their own inside larger companies. Vast numbers of executives and assistants are weighing in, positioning an issue in a certain light for advancement or credit. What could be settled in a 10-minute phone call or a 20-minute face-to-face meeting stretches out over days, and then weeks, and then months. It turns out that workers spend 41% of their time going through business email, according to a paper by MessageMind. In Great Britain, not only did 1 in 5 workers say they spent that much time on email, according to an IBM study, but 20% of the time, the email was just useless, pointless, or sent to the wrong person. Volkswagen has reportedly banned corporate email to workers with BlackBerry devices during non-working hours. Atos, a global information technology company, has purportedly vowed to stop using email by 2014. How to handle it? These last two tidbits come from Ideaplane, a London company that is part of a cottage industry trying to divert the torrent of email into more efficient channels of communication. Email efficiency expert Marcia Egan estimates that workers lose at least an hour a day to, on average, 15 email interruptions. The research firm Basics estimates that interruptions total $650 billion in annual losses. So, people like Egan offer coaching and even provide posters. But the best idea may come from the London company, which advocates that companies ditch email. But in favor of what, exactly? A phone call? A meeting? No. It turns out that enterprise social networking will replace email. Gartner, the IT research firm, predicts that in 2014, companies will substitute enterprise social networking for email in 20% of their communications. In other words, Facebook for business. Vocabulary focus. Pecking order. Scam. Old saw. Take on a life of one's own. Purportedly. Tidbit. Ditch.